Welcome to Shomar Shav and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishman Sam Beakashom and Lab Asitzchok. We're holding in Tiny's Daf Yudalef. The Gemara Mudal at the end of the page brings a machlekes. If a person who is betainis, is he a kadosh? It's kedusha. He's becoming holy, but not eating, or he's a chayte because he's causing himself tzar, and a person should not cause himself tzar. And the Gemara continues and says that Blazer is the one who says that he's called a kadosh. But then the Gemara brings in the beginning of Amud Beis that the Blazer said a person should always be kilu kadosh shori b'toch meyov, as Rashi explains, his body is kadosh and he's not allowed to make the body suffer. So the chutz astir minei ubeinu Blazer says the Gemara loikash had the matzil tziru nafshei had the loy matzil tziru nafshei. Really depends if he's able to have the tzar, so then he's a kadosh from fasting. But if he's not able to have the tzar, so then he's not kodesh. Then other rabbi, he should eat. If he doesn't eat, he's a chayter. So I saw the Yisbach Moshe, but he asks that how do you define someone who's matzil tzur nefshei? If a person is going to die from not eating, obviously everybody agrees he has to eat. A person cannot kill himself. So we're talking about somebody who is not going to die from it, but he's suffering from not eating. So how do you define it? When is a person allowed to eat? When is a person not allowed to eat? When is considered to be matzur nefshei and when is not? So the Maariz Chayes over here gives us the key by sending us to the Rambam in the Shmoneh Prokim, paragraph V, in the Hakdama to Maseches Ofos. And then the Rambam says that the rule is always that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go in Derech HaMemutzo, the middle ground, never to go to any extreme. A person should not suffer too much in the world and should not enjoy too much in the world. A person should not go and be in tinyness, and the other hand, a person should not indulge and just eat the whole time. He needs to be in the middle. Says the Rambam, the fact that you see tzaddikim, they're doing tanesim. Why you do that? Once in a while, a person needs to fix something. He does a tanes. That's the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, whenever you want to fix something, you have to go to an extreme in order to fix it. And then go back to the middle. Says the Rambam, he brings, that's what the Maariz Chayes is quoting, is that if a person needs to take a medicine, if he's a sick person, he takes the medicine, it helps him. But if he's healthy, he takes the medicine, it makes him sick. Not everything a person does applies always. So he says the Rambam, in our Gemara, when a person does the tinies, depends what? If he needs the tinies, if he is requiring to have the tinies, so then the tinies is very good for him. If he doesn't need the tinies is very bad for him. It really depends if you're coming to do it. A person should not be a tinies stam. The tinies needs to be for a certain effect, for a certain result. And that, lechor, is the meaning in our Gemara. Matzil tzur nefshei, nor matzil tzur nefshei, means not only if he is able to sustain the pain, but does the pain actually do for him something? He's matzeh oshay means he needs the tzar for a purpose. For stop for no reason, a person for sure should not become a tzar. And to add to this is what really the Messias is showing him when he speaks about the concept of a kaddish. What's a real kaddish? It says Messias is showing him the kaddish is someone who elevates the world around him. The Messias is showing us to say when you give food to Talmid Chacham, it's considered as if you're bringing a korban. Why? Because a Talmid Chacham who eats food, he takes that food and elevates it. He's not just enjoying the world. Adarava, every part that he's using in this world is part of his avodas Hashem. This connects to the parsha Shavua. The Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ktanim, for the small cans, small jars. Why? Because by Yaakov Avinu, nothing went to waste. Everything is part of his avodas Hashem. So a real kadosh is someone who takes this world and elevates it. That's what the Gemara says, kilu kadosh shari b'toch meyav. The real kedusha is when your whole body is part of the kedusha. But the Gemara tells us that a person who needs a tinis and is able to suffer in order to fix something, that is a kadosh for that purpose. I just will add over here what my Rebbe Yomar Shapir Zatzal used to say, that when you look at the Sefer Messias Hasharim, you realize that the mahalach, the process of Messias Hasharim, starts with what? That Sefer is called Messias Yeshurim, the pathway of the straight, of the Yashar. Then the Messias Yeshurim speaks about how to be a tzaddik. Tzaddik is someone who does everything correct, midas adin. Then the Messias Yeshurim speaks about a chassid, someone who does something lifni mishur asadin, more than what he needs to. And eventually the Messias Yeshurim reaches to the maila of a kaddish who takes the whole world and makes it part of his kedusha. Says my Rebbe, that's the Rosh HaTevis of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Yud is Yashar, Tzadik is Tzadik, and Ches is Chosid, and then Kuf is Kaddish. The ultimate Amuda Avoid is Yitzchok. What are we trying to achieve? What are we trying to get to? To be a true Kaddish. What is the true Kaddish? not someone who suffers in the world, not someone who's in tinis, but someone who takes the whole world around him and elevates it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.